Well, we're missing our opening music, but that's all right. Here we go.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to the Wiley and Sage Show with Dr. Diana Wiley, psychotherapist, board-certified sex therapist and gerontologist, and me, Bill Sage, alleged humorist. We're combining talents to bring you wise and witty journeys on sex and other subjects. That's right. We're exploring all aspects of aging with fun and wisdom. And now here's your host, Dr. Diana Wiley.
We don't mind false starts. And I'm not sure we're hearing your mic.
What? I was just hearing a drawing without an eraser.
Okay. Good morning. This is...
Hello.
There you go. Make sure we've got two in studio guests, so we'll make sure that all their mics are on, too. But they're not going to be on the air for just another minute. The theme for this morning's program is getting younger for life inside you and outside you. And as usual, the intent of the Wiley and Sage Show is to put you on the right path to health and happiness. And to assist us with this journey, we have two experts in studio, Susie Allegra and Dr. Barry Miller. And Susie's going to help us more with the inside part of aging well, because she talks about internal beauty, your conscience, compassion, and caring, all adding up to your agelessness. And Dr. Barry Miller will keep us looking younger on the outside, because he has an anti-aging and medical practice in Kailua, also preventative medicine. And, of course, looking younger begins as an inside job, replacing natural hormones and the like. So Bill Sage and I are both delighted to, aren't we? Yes. We wish you could see Bill. We're so pleased to have both these experts so in studio. Welcome to the Wiley and Sage program, Susie Allegra and Dr. Barry Miller.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll start with you, Susie Allegra. Your book, How to Be Ageless, Growing Better, Not Just Older. I think it's a gem. It's a treasure.
Thank you.
And you write how we can feel more joy, passion, and confidence as we age. And Billy, will you please let our audience know a little more about Susie Allegra?
Madam Chairperson, it would be my honor. My lords, ladies and gentlemen, for more than 15 years, Susie Allegra has been helping people overcome their challenges in life. Her clients learn simple techniques, easy to use methods, and concrete strategies that make way for powerful, productive, and transformational changes. They discover ways to ease the stress of change, balance overworked lives, and communicate better in both professional and personal relationships. And if I may say so, as you pointed out, it's internal beauty. Susie has the sexiest pancreas I've never seen.
Now, when have you had an introduction like that, Susie?
I can't remember.
You can't ever remember.
Not since that previous life in 1705 when I was burned at the stake first.
You got that.
Well, Susie really is very, I know her because we've already had lunch and we've gotten acquainted, and she's very beautiful inside as well as outside.
Thank you.
And that is, as I said at the top of the show, kind of the theme for this morning, inside and outside beauty.
I got to say one thing. Her external parts is kind of a slice of all right, too. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, say no more.
Yes, as I was saying. So you have this background as a motivational speaker, and I know that you were a school teacher for many years. How did you go from school teaching into being a motivational speaker, motivating people? And you have quite a client list as well.
Yes. Well, it was a long story. I got burnt out at teaching. I found myself coming home one day and crying and not knowing why and realizing it was burnout. And then when I figured that out, I'm a risk taker, and I said, okay, I'm going to take a leave of absence, and ran out and had a great idea for a career, new career with children's parties, business, and all of that. But I got scared, ran out and got five little part-time jobs doing things like making latte. I don't even drink coffee. And these little jobs that meant nothing to me,
yeah,
and didn't feed my soul. So I went right back into teaching part-time. I got an offer to do a gifted consultancy job. So did that for four more years. And then something bigger took over, where the month before my fourth year as part-time teacher happened, I was on vacation, fell, fractured a bone in my foot and tore a ligament badly. 2 weeks later, I started getting numb from my waist down and felt nothing but pins and needles, and that was very scary. That was it mimicked MS and took the doctors over a month to find out it wasn't MS. And then, as if that wasn't enough, the night before school was supposed to start, I was wheeled into the operating room, had emergency appendectomy. And that, to me, was the message. I finally got it. It's like hit on the head. Okay, I get the message. The stress level will kill me if I don't make a change.
Yes.
And then I took a leave of absence and went on a six-month journey to figure out who I was, because I was so enmeshed with being a teacher that I had to come back and figure it all out.
Of course, one thing she fails to mention is the reason she had burnout as a teacher was because of class clowns like myself. And she said, I can't take it anymore. I'm leaving.
Actually, that was the lighter of the...
Right. But you write so well about change and transition and how you have to do this in order to age successfully, to face change. But it does take some courage, and you've lived it.
I have, and that's where I learned the hard way. And the book is here to help people learn in a little more easier fashion, I hope.
Yes.
You know, I hope I can give that to other people.
And I think you do it so well. Now, how did you then come to write the book?
After I figured my way, I came back from this trip and wrote a career mission statement, found my way in the speaking world, and then very quickly realized this was my talent, was dealing with change and transition, and started giving seminars and then started writing a book on that. And a couple of years, at age 47, I went through this, my own aging issue, where I looked in the mirror one day and I thought, who is this old hag? And was really depressed by it. And about a year and a half after that, I came out of it realizing that I was teaching other people what I needed to learn myself. And that was about the internal, the attitude. That if you can get through any kind of change, you can get through the aging change using the same strategies and principles of mastering change confidently.
You have wonderful quotes in your book, and Erica Jong, she says something that I have read before, and I like it very much. If you don't risk anything, you risk even more.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it takes some courage to make these kinds of life changes. But your life is so much richer and so much happier because you had that courage.
Absolutely.
And the only way out is through.
Exactly.
You know, you've got to go through the process.
Yes.
When you take her book, Fear of Flying, and the subtitle might really have been Fear of Dying when you think about the spirit.
Yes. If you don't take the risk, your spirit dies.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, Erica Jong, who's probably close to 60 now, 10 years ago, she wrote a book called Fear of 50, which is a wonderful memoir. Mm-hmm. So you know, she's a very intelligent woman.
I remember 50. Wasn't that a young age?
The interesting thing is that middle age is usually about 10 years older than whatever
we are.
Your chronological age.
1968, it was my dad's 50th birthday, and I looked at him from the perspective of a college punk. Gee, just think, Dad, you lived half a century. And he looks at me sort of hurt and says, well, shoot, bleep, I'm only 50.
Right. Yeah, isn't it interesting how our perspective changes?
Yeah, and I think it's changing also because of the way the baby boomers are shifting the way we do everything. So that really, I mean, when I was little, I looked at my parents at age 35 and thought that was middle age.
That's right.
And that's a baby now.
That's it. Oh, yeah. That's a baby. And, you know, baby boomers have changed a lot of how we think about things. And I know that as a board certified sex therapist, that baby boomers especially do not want to go into sexual darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of them came of age in terms of their sexuality, came of age in the sexual revolution.
Right. Yeah.
Viva la revolución!
So, and actually to tie the sexuality thing back to your book, although you don't really talk about sexuality per se, but you bring up something that's important. You say, today we live in a youth-obsessed society. Look at advertisements, except in publications targeted to seniors, so like Modern Maturity, AARP's book, magazine, Is there anyone over 35? We are bombarded with the beauty, sexiness, and success of youth. If we compare ourselves to this ideal, we are doomed to unhappiness as we age. And I was saying to you as we talked last night, This is also very true in terms of one's sexuality. If a man, for instance, at 55 compares his ability to get an erection to when he was 25, he's doomed to, usually. If he does this kind of comparison, it's not good. You can't do that. Across the board.
Exactly.
Across the board.
With looks, with everything. With your physical performance in terms of just athletics or any of those things. We change. But the problem is that, like you say, when we compare it, we say we're worse now. And one of the techniques or strategies that I talk about is to just simply view it as being different. And when you can view it as being different, not worse nor better, but just different, then you take that judgment out of it and it's okay. It's all okay. Everything's great from that point on.
If you've just joined the program, we're talking with author and motivational speaker Susie Allegra, the author of How to Be Ageless, Growing Better, Not Just Older. And Dr. Barry Miller is also in studio, and he has an anti-aging medical practice in Kailua. And Barry Miller hasn't really been on the microphone much, but Barry, feel free to jump in. We are at any point, and then officially...
Or you won't stand a chance.
Yeah, no. He is outnumbered by women in this. No, we're actually
no,
equal.
It's half and half.
It's half and half because Barry's friend is in studio.
Oh, yeah.
It's half and half.
Oh.
Yeah, Lynn over there. Okay.
Oh,
no, but we're going to focus in on Barry and during especially the second half of the program, and we're going to hear again from Sherry Constance with MedQuest. She'll be calling in from Salt Lake City. So as she did last week, if you heard the program last week, so we're really focusing this morning on the right path to health and happiness, and. Susie Allegra's book talks a lot about your changing your attitude as you age, and that's so very important. She also, what I like about her book is she isn't just philosophizing. She has very specific strategies for how to make these changes in terms of your attitude. And learning about and using daily affirmations, of course, also called cognitive behavioral therapy, and visualizations, mental rehearsal, can be a big help. And I've used affirmations and visualizations a lot with clients through the years, and it does make a difference. How did you do? I know you self-disclosed about this, but how did it specifically? How did affirmations and visualizations help you?
They changed my life.
Changed your life
about 17 years ago, because I used to think I was fat, ugly, and stupid. And I tell this when I speak in front of groups, and I talk about just the mental part. I thought I was stupid, but now as a 53-year-old, I can brag about the fact that when I was in seventh grade algebra, I had the third highest average for the whole year. But who, me, went into the teachers, we called it dumbbell math, when he opened his doors at noontime and would help the students who were struggling. But I went every day because I thought I was stupid, even though I knew I had this average. So I had really poor self-esteem about who I was, and affirmations and visualization.
So give us an example of some of the affirmations that you have told yourself over the years. And perhaps you do it less now because you do have so much more confidence.
Exactly, and that's, I think, affirmations are great, especially starting out and changing, and then you need them, I think, less when you have that internal sense of beauty or internal sense of agelessness, whatever it might be, that you need them less. But I'll tell you one. When I was on the public seminar circuit and I would be sleep-deprived and having to be on all day, 5 days in a row, five different cities, I would wake up and say, I'm alive, awake, full of joy and energy, and I would be. And I would go into things saying, this is an absolute great day, and whatever you program your mind to be is what's going to happen. When I'm struggling with my workout session, I go, this is an easy workout session.
Yeah, good. And we do move toward what we visualize. It must help you be stronger.
I see a Mack truck in front of me. I am strong, but I am not stupid. I will step out of the way and live. Say traffic visualization.
Yeah, that's a good example. We'll have further good examples for all of you as we continue this discussion. So stay right where you are. We'll be back right after a break.
The Wiley and Sage Show will be right back after these words from our sponsors. Please stay tuned.
We both have some family history of heart disease, so we had the scans.
Holistica Hawaii Health Center employs electron beam tomography, or EBT, the gold standard in detecting coronary artery disease.
And they found out I have some calcifications building up in my coronary arteries, you know, stuff that could become a major deal in 10 years.
But it won't, because now we have a plan to prevent it.
Holistica, Hawaii's high-tech center for the practice of preventive medicine.
The Wiley and Sage Show is back right now, and the phone lines are open. Feel free to call us at 296-1420, or if you're on the cell, *1420 or #1420.
We're back. I just wanted to do a little tag on the Holistica spot. Holistica is in the Kalia Tower, and it is still open despite the mold problem in the rest of the tower.
That's upstairs. They have separate ventilation.
They do, as does the Mandala Spa. And Holistica is a wonderful place. I have had a CT scan there, and, you can look inside your body, and guess what? I look kind of pretty inside.
You do have a sexy pancreas, I told you.
And it is amazing. You sit there with the doctor, and he's got the mouse, and you've got these three-dimensional images, and then I said, oh, doctor, could I look at my lungs again? And it turns out I had pneumonia 30 years ago, and there was a little scar tissue inside my lungs. It showed that.
Wow.
But other than that, I'm really healthy, including my bones.
Yes.
But it's very reassuring. And then it picks up all these other things. For instance, a man may show calcium, which would be early signs of heart disease in his heart chambers and all.
In the coronary arteries, right?
Yes. Yes, that's Dr. Barry Miller, and we're going to be speaking more to him. And it's interesting, I was talking to John Clock a couple of days ago, and he's the inventor of this Imatron CT scanner and the owner of Holistica. And he said that because the scan shows blood flow, you can even see in a man who might need Viagra in the future, does it now. So it's so preventative. And that must appeal to you, too, because you do a lot of preventive medicine.
Yes, that's very exciting. These new non-invasive approaches to looking at coronary arteries and other parts of the body are just fantastic.
Just amazing, the technology. So I encourage you to go to Holistica, and I think we're going to have some discounts that Bill will tell you about.
Yes, indeed. If you go there, you will get a 10% discount to begin with. And if you mention the fact that you heard about the discount of the Wiley and Sage, you'll get an additional discount. That will double it to 20% off the regular fees for these wonderful, potentially life-saving visits and examinations. So what have you to lose? Go to the Kalia Tower of the
Hawaiian
Village Hotel.
Yes.
As the memory slips from myself.
Okay. So we welcome aboard Holistica as a sponsor, and I believe in them. Okay. We are talking this morning with Susie Allegra, and we're at for a few more moments, and then we're going to switch over to Barry Miller, although I do want everybody in it to interact as we go. Susie Allegra is the author of How to Be Ageless, Growing Better, Not Just Older. Susie, where can people find your book?
I definitely know that it's at Barnes & Noble in Kahala. I did a book signing there last week, and it should be available at any bookstore by asking if it's not on the show.
Okay, and so How to Be Ageless, Susie Allegra. Pretty name.
This
makes you think of music and joy. It's like you're very a joyful person.
Thank you.
You've done so much personal work. And
I
love the title of your chapter 13, Up Your Attitude, Be Wonder-Full, F-U-L-L,
yes.
And Awe-Some. wonderful and awesome. And you say a positive attitude means looking at the bright side of anything. What is the silver lining here? What is the gift or the learning that I can receive here? Those are important questions to ask, particularly when you have a challenge in your life.
Absolutely. And I think if one of the keys to me for agelessness on the inside is to be always growing, to not be stuck at any one place in your life. And if you ask yourself those questions when you've got a challenge or something, a brick wall facing you in your life, if you say, what can I learn here? What's the gift? How can I grow from this? Then you are indeed ageless.
Yes. Yes, ageless. And you've gotten feedback from people it really is evidence that you've made a difference for people. And I know that that's what those of us who are privileged enough to be in a place to get out good, positive information, mm-hmm. Very satisfying, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That is true. Why, before I discovered Susie Allegra, I was having down attitude. But now, thanks to Susie, I've had nothing but blessed relief. A spontaneous testimonial.
Thank you for that.
You are welcome.
Billy Bob.
Yeah. We thank you for support.
Here is somebody saying from the Department of Natural Resources, State of Missouri, Susie's energy brings life into the entire room. She provides excellent tips and facts that will come into use every day. I mean, that's what you're about. Again, you're about,
yeah,
you know, wonderful philosophy, but then ways to do it, make the change.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'll read one more testimonial. This is one of the best courses I've taken, not just through the managerial college, but throughout my entire time at Bank One. This is Bank One in Columbus, Ohio. Let's talk about your website, because if someone were interested in having you come and talk, and you're here in Hawaii for at least a couple more days, right?
Yes, and then back to the mainland.
Okay, but anyway,
yes.
Your website.
Website, mm-hmm. www.susieallegra.com, spelled SusieAllegra.com.
That is correct. Now for your second round question, spell anti-disestablishmentarianism.
So, on your website, you have How to Hire Susie as one of the pages, and Susie's appearances, and contact Susie.
What do you mean? Susie couldn't possibly be any higher, man.
Hire, H-I-R-E.
H-I-R-E, okay.
Right. There's also articles on my website about the different topics that I speak about as
mm-hmm.
well. People want to
download
them.
So what would be an example of one or two of those?
Confidently coping with change and transition, communication skills,
mm-hmm.
life balance. I don't have my exact titles in my head, but any one of those, there are articles that can be reused with just simple permission and
yes.
Used in anybody's newsletters or whatever, as
yes.
well as for personal information.
Yes.
Susie, if I may, there was in high school, to me, even to this day, one of the most profound quotes for a high school yearbook was a senior. And thinking about that quote now, I bet it's a lot of what you teach, because her quote was, life is the art of drawing without an eraser.
I love it. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
I get a feeling you do a lot of that when you teach people.
Thank you. I like that because,
yeah.
you know, you can't go back and you shouldn't look back. You need to be enjoying the moment. And if you, you know, whatever door you walk through, you do it without regret.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You should never regret anything. There's something good to be learned, gained, or
yes.
experienced from everything you go through in life.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
With the possible exception of the hit we put on the Gambino mob in 58.
Dr. Barry Miller, that was, if you've just joined the program, that was Barry Miller's voice. You know, maybe we can segue
okay.
into talking
yeah.
with you by asking you, when somebody is considering liposuction or a hair transplant or Botox, I don't think you're doing facelifts, but anyway, some sort of cosmetic surgery,
mm-hmm.
You'll want to interview that man or that woman, to make sure that his or her expectations are not unrealistic for transformation and change.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We always look at the big picture. And if someone is convinced that having a procedure done is going to save their marriage or is going to be the thing that makes their life okay, you better, as a physician, back off a bit and not be too anxious to go forward with a procedure on this person. If someone says, you know, I think this will make me happier, I think I'll look a little better in my clothes and so on, but I'm basically fine the way I am, that's the kind of attitude you'd like to hear going into a procedure.
Or maybe somebody who says, you know, I'm feeling so good, I'm exercising, I'm eating right, I feel much younger than my chronological age, and I want that image in the mirror to match a little more about how I'm feeling inside.
Sure, makes sense.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure that this person is fairly well-balanced emotionally and doesn't have a distorted view of what a cosmetic procedure might offer them.
If a guy walks in and says, Doc, I need a wife lift. Get out of here.
Well, we talk about getting a brain lift by listening to this show. That's up on the website, Wiley.
Mine only weighs 2 ounces.
WileyandSage.com. Anyway, Dr. Barry Miller has a anti-aging medical practice in Kailua, and he did call in last week. Some of you heard him. He is my doctor, and he's one of my doctors. But importantly, I have been using natural hormones compounded by MedQuest Pharmacy, and pretty soon we'll probably be hearing from Cherie Constance. This is a little... she'll be calling in from Salt Lake City, I think. And so she called in last week. She's at MedQuest Pharmacy. Now, the reason we're extending the conversation of hormone replacement therapy is obviously it's been a lot in the news. And I've been on natural hormones for 4 years, and I look and feel, I think I look and feel, I know I feel great, and I think
you look marvelous.
Thank you, I was waiting for that.
I think, therefore, I am feeling good.
Yeah, there we go. So I think we really need to talk about natural hormones and the difference so that people can understand the difference between synthetic and natural. And with all this in the news lately,
especially one of the topics raised last week when Dr. Derek Da Silva was on, he was talking about salivary analysis for finding hormone levels that are apparently more accurate than those in the blood. And this was pretty much new information for a lot of us, but I've heard a lot of information. Have you heard any follow-up about that yet, for finding out about hormones for perimenopausal women?
Well, there is some controversy in the field. Some physicians prefer the saliva analysis, and others prefer blood. We do blood. We feel it's more accurate. There are others who are just as convinced that saliva is better in their practice. So there are different approaches.
Okay, so we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we do have Cherie Constance on the line, and we're going to really explore the difference between natural hormones and why they're not dangerous compared to synthetic hormones. So you'll stay with us, please. We'll be right back.
The Wiley and Sage Show will be right back after a brief message, so please stay tuned to KCZN 1420 AM.
A heart scan using electron beam tomography is 99% accurate in ruling out coronary artery disease.
They saved my life. I wasn't feeling right, and we couldn't really find anything. I even had a stress test, and that didn't catch it.
EBT scanning is a vital new tool for heart doctors.
My cardiologist saw the scan and knew exactly what to do.
Holistica, Hawaii's high-tech center for the practice of preventive medicine.
To Holistica Hawaii, give them a call at 951-8308. They're in the Kalia Tower of the Hilton Hawaiian Village. If you go there, you can get a 10% discount on any diagnostic procedure, and if you tell them you found out about it on the Wiley and Sage program, it's an additional 10%, i.e. 20% discount at Holistica. The number again is 951-8308.
Okay, now we're humming here. We've got all the mics on and everything. We have Sherry Constance. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in. Now, because I get my natural hormones through MedQuest, you did a really good mailing for the patients that request the natural hormones from MedQuest. Mm-hmm. And very excellent, excellent article. I'm glad you wrote it, and I'm glad you sent it out. Have you had some feedback from it?
Yes, we have. Actually, I had a patient of Dr. Miller's call the other day, Madeline Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
And she called to let me know that she was very happy that that was sent out. She felt comfortable. She had a good doctor who educated her, so she felt comfortable in the natural hormones that she was taking, and she knew the difference. We wanted to make sure that the rest of our customers also felt the same way, and that they would have some sort of backup if they had, you know, maybe their normal doctors let them know that what they were doing was wrong. They could actually have something to show them.
Dr. Miller.
Yes, Madeline is one of my great patients who calls me frequently when things come up in the news. She reads and keeps up, and she asks the questions. I answer the questions, and we have a very good rapport. Actually, this is interesting. She had called to ask if we might lower her dosage of estrogen. This was her question in response to the recent study that was publicized. And I explained to her that the study showed clearly that it wasn't the estrogen in the study, even though it was a synthetic estrogen that was the problem. It was the progestin.
Exactly.
And since her estrogen level was perfect, right in the middle of the desired range, we decided to keep her estrogen level, her estrogen prescription exactly as is.
And I know that you, since I'm a patient of yours, I know that you do check blood levels every 6 to 9 months to make sure, and then that the levels are right. And
correct. Very important.
And then MedQuest does custom compounding.
They do. Whatever the doctor prescribes, Cherie's group there can take care of it.
And Cherie, progesterone is, that probably takes a while to make because it's, what is the word that you use to make it?
You mean the mode of, what it is it's a tritrit or a sublingual so that you put it under your tongue
right.
to let it dissolve.
Right.
And yes, it does take a little bit, but it takes about a day to set.
A day to set.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
But we have,
yes, go ahead.
We have so much that goes in. We're rarely having to make it per person. The doctors prefer to do a tritrit, and then the reason being is they get the best levels out of that.
Uh-huh. And now you say in this newsletter that, well, here, let's quote Dr. Neil Rosier, because you wrote a book with Dr. Rosier
mm-hmm.
called Natural Hormone Replacement for Men and Women, How to Achieve Healthy Aging, Look, Live, and Feel Fantastic After 40.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to quote, because you did this at the top of your mailing, what people need to understand is that when their hormone levels are at optimal levels in their youthful prime, is when they are the healthiest. It's only when hormones decline and synthetic hormones are introduced to the body that we see these problems. In my practice of prescribing natural hormones, I have never seen the problems and side effects as we have seen with the synthetic hormones. Why not replace the body with biologically identical hormones? Anything else, as we have seen with the recent discontinuation of the WHI trials, is dangerous to a woman's health. And this is Neil Rosier, MD. So I'm glad you included that. And I know he has a very big practice in Palm Springs, doesn't he?
He does,
yeah.
Yes.
What is it, Bill? Oh, I don't know yet. Barry Miller, talk a little bit about why it is that natural hormones are okay for the woman's body and why there's less risk of breast cancer and that kind of thing with natural hormones?
Well, with respect to women, it's the progestin versus progesterone concept that is primarily responsible for the issue of breast cancer. There is a protective effect against breast cancer with natural progesterone, which is the bioidentical form that our body produces. The progestins are a modified molecule which are foreign to the body. And anytime you alter a molecule, you alter the effects that that molecule has on the body. And it seems that by altering progesterone and creating a synthetic progestin, that you create a lot of problems, including an increased risk of breast cancer.
So again, go ahead, Sherry.
Oh, I was just going to add, I think it's very important to understand that structure is everything. And so many women and men, you know, when they hear the word natural, it's kind of a ringer. It's a hot phrase, natural. And they become more obsessed with the source of the product than exactly what it does for your body. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to change our way of thinking and be concerned about how it reacts in our body, not where it necessarily comes from.
That sounds like that it would be important. You write, as far as heart health is concerned, multiple studies have shown that progestin, so again, IN is a synthetic hormone, can retard the health-enhancing benefits of estrogen for the heart. Estrogen has been shown to reduce by 50% the risk of coronary atherosclerosis. Lots of studies have shown this. And then you write, in 2000, the Journal of Reproductive Medicine illustrated that micronized progesterone, natural, did not affect estrogen's positive effect on the heart.
That's correct.
Whereas Provera, like a Prempro, did.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to remember that natural hormones were not part of this study, this WHI study. You had a question for Dr. Miller, Susie.
I do. I have been taking Triest, and I understood that two out of the three estrogens were natural and one wasn't, and then it has progesterone in it. But I'm interested in, I understand you prescribe Bias, and I'd like to know the difference
sure,
and why I should change.
If you think of bicycle and tricycle, it gives you a clue.
Right.
You're absolutely right that Bias contains two forms of estrogen. Triest contains three. There are three primary forms of natural estrogen, and most physicians feel that the estradiol and estriol are the important ones with the most protective benefits, and those are the two contained in Biest. Triest has a third form of estrogen, estrone, which doesn't offer nearly as much advantage as the others. So we tend to focus, many physicians tend to focus on the important two, which are the estriol and estradiol.
And those are both in natural form.
They're natural. And the Triest does not have any progesterone in it either.
Mine does.
It would be something more than just Triest.
Okay.
It might be a kind of like Prempro, a combination. You may be on some sort of a combination drug.
All I know is it's a compounded cream, and it has progesterone in there,
okay,
as well as the three estrogens. So I don't mean,
sure, there's probably some
know
additional name attached to that
product could be
to indicate the presence of the progesterone as well.
And some of you in the listening audience may have questions too, and you may call us at 296-1420 if you have a question, just as Susie Allegra had one for Dr. Miller. And any of you guys out there, too, because we did just begin to touch on testosterone for men. And let's talk about that again this week. And Sherry, Sherry, just jump in, too.
Is this a cream that you rub somewhere?
It can be.
You certainly can.
We will let the record show the people chuckled and smiled.
Now, you hear about testosterone, and most people think it's just for the libido, but it's for more than that, isn't it, Dr. Miller?
It's for a lot more. Testosterone improves muscle strength and lean body mass, helps control body fat levels, decreases the risk of heart disease, improves bone strength, probably better than estrogen does, even in females. Mm-hmm. So females who are concerned about osteoporosis need to be aware of not only estrogen, but also progesterone and testosterone being a very important way of preventing osteoporosis in females.
And MedQuest makes a cream, a testosterone cream. And and that's part of my HRT. And you put it on the labia before you go to sleep.
And it works beautifully.
And it does. And it, yes, go ahead, Sherry.
Well, I was going to agree with Dr. Miller. It does. I think it's probably one of the most undervalued hormones out there as far as any real, in normal conventional replacement programs.
Yes, yes. I think that may be right. Now, what about testosterone for men?
Well,
same. It does some of the same things as it does for women, of course.
You mean we have to rub it on our labia? We only have one set.
Yeah, you do only have one set.
Yeah, it may not taste real good.
Well, that's right.
Dr. Diana, you made a comment a little bit earlier that a 55-year-old man may have a little difficulty with erection as compared with when he was age 25, but that may not necessarily be true in a man who uses testosterone replacement.
Mm-hmm.
He may feel like there hasn't been a whole lot of change from age 25.
Right, right. There is an off-the-air question. Are there any other MDs besides Dr. Miller who can prescribe this natural hormone?
Why, no, he's the only one on Earth, and you can reach him, man.
There are a number of physicians around the country who have in recent years gotten interested in anti-aging and natural hormone replacement. There aren't a lot of these physicians in any one locale, but there are a lot total around the country. And the reason is it's a fairly new field in medicine. It's not something that we learned about in medical school. So in order for a physician to understand natural hormone replacement, he or she has to have developed a particular personal interest and done independent study and research. So it is a new field, and there are just a few physicians in any one given area of the country.
And now, on Oahu, besides Dr. Miller, was the rest of the question. You know, I think, Cherie, you must have MDs calling MedQuest and wanting to be educated about this.
We do. We actually have, we have a training course that we do year-round, and we have Dr. Ruzia who teaches it. The reason being that there is so many questions, and I or other people here at MedQuest Pharmacy don't have the ability to really sit down and train a doctor over the phone. What Dr. Ruzia does is he talks about each and every hormone in great depth with a lot of clinical background so that it's not just his opinion that he's basing it on, but it's also medical documents that he can use and give the doctors credence for what they do and what they want to do. Then the next day he goes over how to read labs and troubleshoot certain situations that can happen with hormone replacement therapy. And so many doctors who are interested in this have that ability to be trained and understand the concept of natural hormone replacement therapy.
MedQuest's website is mqrx.com, and there's some more information up there. Everybody stay with us because we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back to continue this very worthwhile and perhaps even quality of life enhancing, oh, I know that for sure, discussion on natural hormones, which we should point out just before the break. You cannot get a patent on a natural hormone because it's like the body's, and that's why big drug companies aren't going there. There is no money to be made. And so that is an important point.
However, if you rub the cream on your radio, you hear the show a lot better.
All right. Stay with us, please.
Stay tuned for more of Wiley and Sage right after these messages here on KCCN 1420 AM.
How's it? This is the Cuz, Alan Iwana. Join me Saturday and Sunday mornings for real traditional and classic Hawaiian music. Hear your old-time favorites featuring the Richard Kauhi Quartet, the Kalima Brothers, Pua Mana, Lena Machado, Pua Almeida, Randy Onis, the Kihei Brown Trio, Linda De La Cruz, and hundreds more. Satisfy your craving for the classic treasures of real Hawaiian music Saturday mornings, 6 a.m. to 9, and Sundays, 6:30 to 9, only on Coffee with the Cuz, exclusively here on 1420 AM, Honolulu.
I gave my parents EBT heart scans as kind of a retirement gift.
When applied to essentially healthy people, Holistica Hawaii's electron beam tomography can determine a person's state of wellness and predict a person's tendency to get disease.
I wanted my folks to have some peace of mind about their health. One-on-one consultation time with the doctors really helped.
Holistica, Hawaii's high-tech center for the practice of preventive medicine.
If you would like to be able to contact Holistica, they have excellent diagnostic services at 10% off as a special offer, and especially for those loyal listeners of the Wiley and Sage program, you will get an additional 10% for a total of 20% off the regular diagnostic fees. That's Holistica Hawaii in the Kalia Tower of the Hawaiian Village Hotel, Hilton Hawaiian Village at 951-8308. That number again, 951-8308. And now the lady with whom none of this would have been possible, here's Diana Wiley.
Thank you, Bill Sage. We're talking about hormone replacement therapy. When you type in the keywords hormone replacement therapy, if you're on the internet, you get almost 100,000 sites. So there's a lot of interest in this. And natural versus synthetic, what the media forgot to tell you. Synthetic hormones are simply no replacement for natural hormones. After many years of getting poor or no results with conventional HRT, in my practice, I'm quoting now Erica Schwartz, MD, natural hormones proved more effective and safer than any other treatment I've seen or used. Dr. Barry Miller is in studio. He is my doctor for my natural hormones that I've been using for about 4 years. I'm very happy with them. Dr. Miller can be reached at 230-2400 in Kailua.
I'm impressed you memorized that.
Oh, it's an easy number to memorize, actually. And you will send out information to about the natural hormones or about other aspects of your practice, including Botox and
indeed
hair replacement and that kind of thing.
Yes, anyone who's interested can give us a call, and we can send out some literature on any of those.
When you were on the program in February, you had said, maybe this is going to put you on the spot, but if someone were interested in a consultation for Botox or for hair replacement,
liposuction,
you normally charge $65, but again, if they mention Wiley and Sage, would you waive that?
I would do it for you, Diana.
Thank you so much.
And if he toss in a cucumber, we'll make a salad out of it. Shaded, jiggered, white. Now get out of here, Doug Scram.
Let's talk about Botox a little bit. And we'll come back to the... Sherry, stay with us, because we're gonna come back to the natural hormones, please. But let's talk for a moment about Botox, because this has been a new dimension in your practice after, 10 years of what?
Yes, I've been following and studying Botox for over 10 years, and in April it became approved for use in reducing and smoothing facial wrinkles. It's been used for 15 or 20 years now for relaxing various types of muscle spasm, including eye muscle spasm that causes crossed eyes.
So there are really lots more uses for Botox
than
just
smoothing out the line. There are many, many uses, and more emerging all the time.
Yeah.
Some of the exciting uses for Botox are treating people with chronic headaches, whether they be migraine, tension headaches, chronic daily headaches. Many people who have headaches that have not responded to any other form of treatment, 85 to 95% of them will have improvement with Botox.
I know Susie Allegra had some questions about Botox, and you actually admit that you suffer from migraines.
Migraines.
So your ears are perking up about this.
Yes. I have heard that. I'm curious how
you know, do you go to the doctor as soon as you have a migraine, or is it preventative?
It's preventative, and a series of Botox injections in key areas and trigger points can prevent these headaches for 3, 4, up to 6 or 8 months, and in some cases, 1 to 2 years. Mm. It's very exciting. I'm working with a Dr. Todd Troost, a professor of neurology at Bowman Gray Medical School, who is an expert in this area. It's just extremely exciting. One of the other really fascinating uses for Botox is treating excessive sweating, whether it be under the arms, the palms, or soles, and so on.
You were telling me about a patient of yours whose life was transformed because of this Botox.
Indeed. Many patients who have sweaty palms, for example, are very fearful of social situations, of having to shake hands, meeting new people because of wet hands.
And it's sort of an indicator that this person is anxious. I mean, that would be the fear. And they may be anxious.
That would be the implication.
Yeah.
But really, it's a snowballing effect. Even if they're not anxious and they just happen to have a problem with excessive sweating, thinking about it and worrying about
right.
it then creates anxiety, and it snowballs.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly, right.
So Botox is very exciting.
Now, Susie, you had a question about Botox for frown lines, and you're worried a little bit about maybe long-term effects?
I'm just curious. I know it's been used for 20 years in for the eye
yes.
situations. What has been the research after 20 years of use in terms of the cumulative effect of the Botox?
Which is a toxin, of course.
Right, toxin in your body.
Well, physicians who have used Botox for many years unanimously state that it is the safest drug in their practice. There are virtually no side effects. There can be some things like a minor bruise at the site of the injection, but there are no long-term side effects that have been observed from the use of Botox.
Although there is one minor dangerous side effect, and that's the pronunciation of the acronym, because it's actually botulism toxin, not botulism toxin. But if you said buttocks, it would sound a bit too strange, so they go Botox. That's the danger. So don't use buttocks, use Botox.
Great point.
We are almost out of time. It's hard to believe that because it's this hour.
We have a minute and a half.
We do. Let me thank you, Cherie Constance, from MedQuest. And if you go to mqrx.com, you can read, under News Alert, you can read Cherie Constance's article on the HRT dilemma. And thank you again, Cherie, for calling in this morning.
You're very welcome.
And we'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
And I must say, you ladies do use your buttocks. Oh, Botox, wonderfully, yes. Nice buttocks.
You noticed that, huh? All right. And Susie Allegra, thank you. Her book, her wonderful book, How to Be Ageless, and you can Growing Better, Not Just Older, and you can find that at Borders. No, Barnes & Noble.
And you can also find Susie on the web, of course, SusieAllegra.com, SusieAllegra.com. A prescription is not needed to join the site. No animals were harmed in the making of this website.
And we also want to thank very much Dr. Barry Miller.
Whose phone number is 230-2400, and he's the only doctor in the world, of course, that can do this.
I wish.
And I never lie. And, of course, we're Wiley and Sage at WileyandSage.com, which is on the website. You can find all sorts of links there, including getting a hold of the lovely and talented Dr. Diana. And we have approximately 5 seconds left, so till next week, we say thank you so much, everybody, and aloha. Thanks for listening to Wiley and Sage Wise and Witty Journeys. Please tune in next week for more laugh out loud laments, observations, moans, and groans, all of which add up to the perfect antidote for the age depressed. Until next week, keep your chin up and your feet happy.